There was a little church. Sitting down in the woods. And at the church, they had a choir there. And they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, say, listen, would you let me sing a song? He said, I got a song that I want to sing. But you know what that choir director told him? He said, old man, you too old to sing in this choir. He said, you got a trembling in your voice. Heard the old man say, and y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day, Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Did anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Is anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they were. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now. He said, we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, you're gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy.
time your body get tired.
Singing.
You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, I let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. My daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on, put on a pair of old slippers, take off these old suits we got on, put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
I won't have no worries then. Father, not my brother, you. Father, you. here to tell you, if you want it, you can have it. I'm on in, fellas.
love too long.
Tell me, I'm on my way. Don't you tell me that I'll be home. Tell the angels I'm on my way to go. Up there I'll sing. Tell the angels just to make home. Won't you tell me that I'll be there. Tell the angels that I'm on my way to go. And I'll be y'all listening. Say it again. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Won't you tell them that I'll be home? Tell the angels that I'm on my way. Up there I'll sing. Tell the angels just to move. Won't you tell them that I'll be there.
Sing it one more time right here. down in my heart. Let me sing one verse right here, right now. Lord's love woke me up early this morning. It was his love that started me on my way. Oh Lord, let me tell you what I did. Put my trust in Jesus. I know that Lord will see me through.
In touch with God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one worship and contemporary Christian station in the world, and for the very best in quartet music right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's quartet music. Say what? We can do that too. That's contemporary music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hey. If you don't mind.
Looking for a word from the Lord? Join evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. is Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. You can also join them on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. On Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Apostle Monica Bale with Tapping Into Power radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, located at 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And you can join them on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you're looking for a word and you are ready to be blessed with these awesome men and women of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join us right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tune in on our website at NFIRadio.com or our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or you can call 347-215-8049.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Brand new day.
I'm gonna pray.
got a choice to make.
Search for the Lord.
Don't estimate if you want to destroy.
Search for the Lord.
Don't hesitate.
Search for him now.
It just might be too late.
Search for the Lord.
I want you to know.
Search for him now.
If you've been wrong.
Search for the Lord.
Go to the Lord.
Search for him now.
Say, please forgive me.
Search for the Lord.
I know I've been wrong.
If
I were you, I wouldn't wait too late, cause you got a choice to make. One thing I know, that you got a choice to make, you got a choice to make, listen.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes. I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands. Don't you know I had caught between two tractor trailers. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand how I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway,
Lord have mercy. I begin to think about how good God have been to me. I begin to think about I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you.
I had a close call.
I had a close call
in my life.
I had a close call. Close call. I had a close call.
Close call.
trouble in the east. A wall that rules the wall. Mother against the daughter. Drugs everywhere. People are robbing and stealing. People are robbing and killing. Y'all, you better get ready. The liar, you better get ready. Government, you better get ready. Jesus is coming soon.
Holy Ghost, yeah.
I wanna thank you, Jesus.
And every now and then In the mix, NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back and relax. Mixing live on the one, on the one, on the one, and two, and two. You are now rocking.
You know God told Noah to build the ark and let the people know.
Coming back, 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 co
Tonight, late one Tuesday night, will it be say. Let me just see your hands. Yes, you know that God did. And you're happy about it. I remember one time when I was a little bitty boy. Yes, they used to tell me all the time. If you're happy and you know it. If you're happy and you know it. If you're happy and you know it. Why don't you clap your hands? But after the Lord saved me. After the Lord saved me. I wonder, can I get a witness here? Can you tell me, says so? I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But lady, watch you this night, you know what? Oh, he delivered me. Yes. Those of y'all tonight that notice you've been delivered, let me just see you tonight and tell somebody, oh, he delivered me. Y'all ain't acting like it in here. Look out, sister, I see you dancing there. I need just about two or three of you that know they gotta do it. Tell somebody, but you deliver me. And if you know that he will do it, why don't you just smile at somebody and tell them, but you deliver me. I was a wretch undone. But you know what God did for me. I stand here tonight just to tell all of y'all here that he delivered me. You better watch yourself, sister. How many here tonight can tell me? I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I've had heartache. And I've had some pain, but you know what? Here. Why don't you tell somebody? I made it. Those of y'all that know that you made it, why don't you look at somebody? And while you're looking at them, just encourage them and tell them for me to say, I made it. You made it. You made it. We made it. Lord, we made it. Good God, am I alone that we made? Good God, am I alone that we made? Good God, am I alone that we made? Take a look at me.
Come on and let's have them. I got one more thing I wanna tell.
If they don't wanna go, we can't wait for nobody else. Thank him because you do. Praise him because you. So come on, let's have him. So come on and let's have him. I wonder could I say it again. So come on, children, let's have him. All we gotta do is just, we gotta get Jesus. Listen, everybody, we gotta get with one accord. Jesus will be. You can count on the Lord. Thank him because you do. Praise him because you. Come on, let's have him. Come on, let's have him. I got one more thing I wanna tell you. Somebody here, sitting here today, won't do nothing and ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I would cheat myself. If they don't wanna go, we can't wait for nobody else. Thank him because you do. Praise him because you. So come on, let's have him. So come on, let's have him. So come on, let's have him. I wanna ask you one more thing. I wanna ask you one more thing. Did you come here to heaven? Did you come here to heaven? Do you really wanna have 'em? Do you really wanna have 'em? Do you know you can have 'em? Do you know you can have 'em? God wants you to have 'em. God wants you to have 'em. God wants you to have 'em. God wants you to have him. Now if you really want to have him, and you came here to have him, and you know you can have him, and you really want to have him, you ought to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on, come on, let's have him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's have 'em. Come on in. Let's have 'em. Well, how many came here to have 'em? Well, how many came here to have 'em? Well, how many really wants to have 'em? Well, how many really wants to have 'em? Well, how many know you can have 'em? Well, how many know you can have 'em? God wants you to have 'em. God wants you to have 'em. God wants you to have 'em. God wants you to have them. If you really want to have them, and you came here to have them, and you know you can have them, and you really want to have them, turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on, come on, let's have them. Let's have them. Let's have them. Come on and let's have them. Right now. Right now, right now, right now. Has he ever brought you over? Has he ever pulled you through? Turn around and tell somebody. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell him. 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 Tell him, I wanna tell him. Do you mind if I tell him, I wanna tell him. Let me tell him, I wanna tell him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I wanna tell him. Tell him, I wanna tell him, I wanna tell him, thank you, thank you, one more day, thank you, one more day, thank you, too good on, thank you, too good on, thank you.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for this opportunity to spend a few minutes with you. When I read my Bible, a lot of times I keep going back to this same place. And I think about some of the emotions that people must feel when they read this section of the Bible. And we're talking about, we're going to 1 Samuel. We're going to read some in chapter 16, and then we're going to read some in chapter 17. And we're reading about David, and we're going to read about his brothers, and we're going to read about Goliath and his brothers. It's so amazing all of the things that we see. And Samuel was a prophet. He was a true prophet. What he said, you could just go ahead and take it to the bank, because we know that God spoke to Samuel. And he started speaking to Samuel when Samuel was a small boy, when God, he was in his bed, minding his own business, when God called him. And Samuel said, got up and told the priest that, here I am. He said, no, I didn't call you. He said, go back and lie down. And then the third time when he got ready to lie down, he said, when he speaks, so that's the Lord calling you. So when he speak to you this time, when he called you, says, speak, Lord, because your child heareth. And so that's what Samuel said. And Samuel, God told Samuel to tell the priest that he was going to kill his sons and him too, because his sons didn't act like priests. And they was all up into things that the common people would have been into. And his daddy didn't restrain him. He just let them go ahead and do what they had to do. And he let them keep being priests and taking care of what was in the temple. And that wasn't right. You have to restrain your children. Because if you can't restrain them in your house, then you put them out of your house. But see, people got a habit now of letting their children do what they want to, but we got to stop that. Okay, so let us go and reading from 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we're going to start reading at verse 6. And it says, and it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. Now, Samuel went to Jesse's house to find the new king, because God had rejected Saul. Saul had gotten to the place, his head had gotten too big, and he wasn't listening to anything that God had to say. So God had rejected Saul, and Samuel went down to Jesse's house to anoint the next king. Okay, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as men see. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord look on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him to pass before him and said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Hallelujah. Verse 9, then Jesse made Shema to pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? See, Samuel was getting frustrated because he was calling, I don't know how he was calling, was he calling them from the oldest down to the youngest? But when he got to the one just before David, he stopped calling them. He acted like he had called them all. And Samuel said, well, is this all of them? Because he knew, he felt in his spirit that there had to be another one at least. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes. Okay. Now, we see here that David's daddy was rejecting him and dismissing him as though he didn't count. Now, when we turn over to chapter 17, we look at how his daddy had dismissed him. In chapter 16, David's daddy had rejected him. In chapter 16, then we turn over to chapter 17, and we see how David's brothers had rejected him. And I don't understand that unless they had some inkling that God had something special for David. But what we have to understand, that David spent a lot of his time worshiping the Lord. Because David, it's the one thing David did, he had a good respect for the Lord. He had a lot of love for the Lord. Hallelujah. The other ones cared what they thought. They cared what they felt. But just think, how would you feel, hallelujah, if your whole family reject you? Hallelujah. And then they tried to minimize David's job. He just got a few sheep down there. A few sheep. You got a few sheep, but not, you haven't lost any of them. A bear came and tried to take a sheep or a lamb, whichever. A lion tried to come and take one of the animals, but David didn't allow it. But you still want to minimize what David's job is. Because you see, David took his job seriously. Now then we turn over to chapter 17. And then it said, and Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched in the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Okay. And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath,
of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. A cubit is about 18 inches. Hallelujah. And a span is when you open your hand up and from your pinky finger to your thumb tip, that's a span. So we know that that's a pretty way. That man was over 9 feet tall, right at 10 feet tall. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. Okay. Now, David came out to bring his brother some food. Then his daddy sent him out to take food to his brother. Okay, so the oldest one said, look, what you out here for? Basically, I'm paraphrasing now. Well, what you out here for to signify? All right, the king had already offered whoever killed this giant his daughter's hand in marriage, but they were all cowered down, scared to go out against the giant, and they were letting this giant, Goliath by name, they were letting him talk about God, their God, in a negative way. And we already heard that David was for God. He didn't allow nobody to talk slack about his God. And the oldest boy said, what you out here for? Yeah, I thought you supposed to be out there taking care of a few sheep. He always said, minimize the few sheep. It might have been a few sheep, but he didn't lose any of those sheep. Hallelujah, because whatever came up and tried to attack them, he attacked them first and killed them. Hallelujah. And then this giant, this humongous man, and we don't want to tell you that David was still not yet a full-grown man. He was a teenage boy. Hallelujah. But he loved God. He would often listen to his daddy, Jesse, talk about the Lord Jehovah. And he learned how to love God. Hallelujah. He knew that he was an Israelite. Hallelujah. And God had something special for David to do. And David took what God had for him very seriously. Hallelujah. And he walked about praising God. He would sing psalms. He'd make up songs unto God. He played his instrument to the Lord. Hallelujah. He was, because the Lord told us to worship him. Hallelujah. He said, the word said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The words to come in before his presence with singing, come before his presence with thanksgiving. And David did all of those things, and those songs that we see David made, wrote those songs. But God loved David because, hallelujah, yeah, David was going to mess up. We can read further on and we can see where David messed up, but we can keep reading and we can see, hallelujah, that David committed some horrendous crimes, but we can see that once David understood what it was he did that was wrong, hallelujah, David fell on his face before the Lord, and David repented and asked the Lord to forgive him. Yeah, David committed murder. David committed adultery. David committed whatever he wanted to commit. But he turned around and he told the Lord, Lord, I'm so sorry. I messed up, Lord. Please forgive me, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I cast myself before your mercy. Hallelujah. He even took the man
hallelujah, wife and got her pregnant. And then after he did that, hallelujah, he had the man killed to cover his sins. But hallelujah, we understand that when you try to cover your sins, God will pull the cover off of your sins. Hallelujah. And then give you a chance to go before him and repent and tell him how sorry you are, and to give you a chance to tell him you won't do it again. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, will receive receive it when you tell him how sorry you are. He'll receive your mercy, hallelujah, when you fall before him, hallelujah. But God now, listen, because see, people won't forgive you. I don't care how sorry you are for what you've done. People will not forgive you. They'll carry you back, hallelujah, to 50 years ago and make you try to make you relive what you did 50 years ago when you've already repented. Hallelujah. They'll go back and say, oh, you ain't sorry. You did this. You did that. But God will forgive you. And he said he'll remove your sins as far from you as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. He'll let you know, hallelujah, that you've been forgiven. All that weight that's been showered down on you, why you got to keep looking over your shoulder to see, hallelujah, who see what you did and keep trying to bring it up before you. God will put it from you, and he won't never mention it to you no more. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, said in verse 9, it said, if he be able to fight with me, this is Goliath talking. He said, if you find you a man, Goliath was talking to Israel, you find you a man, if he can beat me, then or kill me, then we, the rest of us, will be your slaves. But and vice versa. So David knew that his God was able to do whatever he asked him to do. He knew that his God would do everything, hallelujah, that to take care of him. And I always wondered to why David picked up 5 smooth stones. I didn't realize that Goliath had 4 brothers. And you know, when you got a brother and somebody do something to one of the brothers, you better be ready for the other, for the rest of them. So that's what happened. David picked up a stone for Goliath, but he picked up 4 smooth stones for the brothers, because he knew that he got Goliath, the brothers were coming. Hallelujah. But God knew it, and God gave David some sense. So David got ready, and he waited on the brothers too. And he told Goliath he was going to kill him that day. So, and he looked at his brothers and said, y'all letting him talk about our God like this? Why are you doing that? Why you back there hid? The king was back there hidden. And then all of the brothers and all of the other people were back there hid too, behind this big wall. And these men up here talking about our God like that. Why you allowing that? Hallelujah. And it was this one that was talking all of the junk about David. Hallelujah. They tried to minimize David, but David was the only one that wasn't afraid to walk out and defend his God. Hallelujah. Now, God didn't need to be defended, but David won't get ready to let this man talk to him about his God any kind of way. He put a stop to that. Hallelujah. And how would you feel? How would you feel if somebody standing up talking about your God that way? Your God that, hallelujah, that have delivered you from all things. That your God, Hallelujah. That is your God. Hallelujah, your God. Hallelujah, that took you through the waters. Your God. Hallelujah. That has stood on every leaning side for you. Hallelujah. But I'm tired. Hallelujah. Of people. This is what David thought. I'm tired of people just doing anything they big enough to do and say anything they want to about God. But, and then verse 11 says, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. See, they were afraid. Now, David was the son of the Ephratite of Bethlehem of Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had eight sons, and the man went among men of an old man in the days of Saul. And the three older sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the name of his three, hallelujah, sons that went to the battle were Eliab, hallelujah, the firstborn. The next one was Abinadab, and the third one was Shema. And David was the youngest, hallelujah. And the three elders followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Hallelujah. See, we keep coming up on the thing about the sheep. Hallelujah. Because they wanted everything and everybody that wrote anything about this word to minimize David. But see, you got to understand, David was one thing David was not, was afraid. And you know what? A lot of times we do stuff and we are afraid. But sometimes we have to do things afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know, hallelujah, how the brothers really felt, but I do know this. I know that they were hidden. They weren't going out there because that man was so tall, that giant was so tall. He was a true giant. Because he was so tall, they weren't getting ready to go out there to try to fight him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brothers an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp of thy brothers and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge. Hallelujah. The dad is still trying to take care, hallelujah, his sons. And his sons had seven sons that was cowards. But he had one that was a true, hallelujah. He was true. He wasn't afraid, hallelujah, to stand up for his God. Hallelujah. And that reminds me, when I talk about them, it reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they was willing to be tossed into a fire furnace. It reminds me of Daniel. Hallelujah, how they threw him, hallelujah, in with these lions in the lion's den, and God made the lions lay down and go to sleep so Daniel could have a pillar. Hallelujah. It reminds me, hallelujah, how that queen, hallelujah, would call her husband and told him, I want you to come to dinner. I want you to, hallelujah, invite you and this other man with you. You come. Hallelujah. And knowing that when she went in and he hadn't called her, if he hadn't reached out the scepter to her, hallelujah, Queen Esther, if he hadn't stretched out the scepter to her, he would have cut off her head. Hallelujah, but God, hallelujah, God is a good God. God, the king stretched out the scepter to Esther. Hallelujah. And the man that wanted to kill all of the Jews, guess what? They got killed. Hallelujah. Yeah, Esther was afraid because she said, her uncle told her, said, well, now he was her cousin. He said, if you don't go before the king, who knows that God, whether or not God have put you in this place for such a time as this? Hallelujah. But David was in that place for such a time as this. And he went up there, and he took that slingshot. He wound that slingshot up, and he hit that giant between his forehead, right between his eyes. Hallelujah. And it went back, and he fell. When he fell, he went and got the giant sword. Hallelujah. And he cut off the giant's head. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful. Don't look at somebody. Hallelujah. Because they small. Hallelujah. Don't look at this somebody because you think you got, hallelujah, them over a barrel. Because see, when God is for you, all the devils in hell can't be against you. So just know who is on your side. Hallelujah. Who is on your side? Hallelujah. Stand before the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to lay down flat on your face before the Lord. Hallelujah. But know that the Lord is on your side. And then know that if you mess up, just go back to the Lord and tell the Lord, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I'm so sorry. Lord, this is what I did. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Lord, you forgive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the word said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. See, we have to keep going back before the Lord. We have to keep repeating the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then this man going to try to kill David. Saul going to try to kill David. Hallelujah. For whatever reason, he was jealous of David because he knew, hallelujah, that God had rejected him. And he knew that David was going to be the next king. So he thought, well, I'll kill him, and then I can stay king. But see, that's not how it works. When God reject you, God will make sure you step out of the way. If you don't step out of the way, he'll take you out of the way. So that's the word for today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lead not to your understanding. When you mess up, go back and tell the Lord you messed up. You know the saying, confession is good for the hallelujah. And David, when David messed up, David would confess. That's how come David didn't mess up. And the word said David was a man after God's own heart. And you know what? That was in the New Testament that it said that David was a man after God's own heart. And it's amazing how some of those prophets were mentioned in the New Testament when to let us know that God had people that's not forgotten. Hallelujah. They are not forgotten. I don't care how far you go back to look. That Moses is still talked about. Hallelujah. The lady that even, hallelujah, that God before the Lord, they brought the lady before the Lord and said she was caught in adultery all by herself. And God, for who he is, and I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I trust God with all my heart, and I try not to believe in my own understanding. But in all my ways, I acknowledge him so that he can direct my path. I need the Lord to direct my path. Hallelujah. Now, that's the word for the day. Let us go, hallelujah, before the Lord and thank God, hallelujah, for this time that we've had with him. And let us try to remember David and how he lived his life. Hallelujah. And you know what? That's how God some people say, well, why did God put that in the Bible? Hallelujah. He put it in the Bible so that we would know that he don't just use perfect people. He make the people that he used perfect. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. And when we thank God for Jesus,
and we become very thankful, and God, look on that thankfulness. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Our Father and our God, we say, hallelujah, Lord, we love you, Lord, we praise you, Lord, we honor you. Lord, we ask that you'll walk into the hospital rooms and bind up the pain and cool the scorching fevers, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, hallelujah, we ask that you go into the nursing home, hallelujah, and into the prisons, God. Oh, God, have mercy on us, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, and we honor you, Lord, and we do love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, hallelujah, look on the ones on this radio station, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, God, to stand, hallelujah, when we feel weak, God, when we feel like, God, like we've been thrown away by our families and by our neighbors and our church family. We feel like we've been hurt so badly, but Lord, help us to remember how, hallelujah, Lord, you went through when they put nails in your hands and in your feet and how they pierced you in the side. And then, Lord, help us to remember those things. And help us to remember that we have to stand, even when it feels like we can't stand anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, help us to have a forgiving spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you. We praise you. And we honor you. Lord, look on Reverend Ellison, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Apostle Barbara Watkins, God. Look on Apostle May Godfrey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on my children, God, in a special way. Look on Sister Patricia Jonigan, God, in the name of Jesus and her family in a special way. Oh, God, have mercy, God, right this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember the Crab family in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Adam Crab, hallelujah, blessing, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we glorify you, we praise you, Father, and we do honor you. For us in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Hallelujah. We may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide in us. We see you next week right here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. Day. When God's people humble.
themselves and call on Jesus. And they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is just about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills, seem like things are getting bleaker.
Every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news, things are bound to get better.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain, help us, Lord, in my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna try. Gonna trust that when
put it in you. Had not been for you, Lord. and get a witness out there. Ought to clap your hands if you know you've been blessed. Ought to help me get along. You keep on blessing me.
Tell them for me. Everybody, everybody. I'm going, when I get in glory, For someone who would never leave.